Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 and 27. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? The most useless thing that you can do is to say to a person who's worrying, "Don't worry." No doubt it's meant kindly, but you're actually increasing the person's problems because you've done nothing to stop their worrying, but you've now added a layer of guilt on top. I love Jesus' approach. He tells his followers that they have no need to worry because God will provide for them. If he's able to look after the birds and the flowers, he can certainly cope with their problems. Trusting God is the answer. Worrying has never and can never build anything. I do realise that those wise words don't in themselves solve the problem. Worries will still come knocking at the door, wanting to claim our attention. So what shall we do when the next worry turns up, as it's bound to do? The best thing that we can do is to bring that worry to God in prayer. Perhaps it's a worry about your health. Give thanks to God for the gift of your life and remind yourself that every single day is a gift from his hand. You've never deserved to be alive, and your body is a gift from him. Give thanks to God that he is at work in your life right now and that you will continue to be his child for all eternity. Having prayed those prayers, your concerns for your health won't suddenly evaporate, but it's possible to keep the worries away. They don't need to dominate your life. Perhaps your worries are for other people. You are powerless to change their situation, but as you pray for them, you start looking at their lives in a bigger perspective. You can leave them in God's hands, knowing of his love for them and his desire to bless them. Your loving concern for them will, no doubt, continue, but you don't need to worry. You can give that burden to the Lord. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you understand the challenges of life. Help us to stand strongly for you, however great the temptations. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.